You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way today, trusting the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you. Opening our service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, Church of God.
Since I gave my all to Jesus, to his kingdom I belong. I'm a member of his blood-washed throng. When he stretched his hand of mercy, he made right my every wrong. Now I sing the great redemption song. I've been freely justified. I've been fully sanctified. Now my eyes are fixed on heaven's Son. I'm so glad I'm a member of the blood-bought church, the church of the living God. God's people, for we're all one family, and our faith is fixed on God above. It's a joy to feel his blessings when we meet to worship him, and to know that he is ever near. When we're burdened down with care, we can go to him in prayer, and he gives us strength to onward go. I'm so glad I'm a member of the blood-bought church, the church of the living God. The pine power of his cleansing blood bought my soul.
The Apostle Paul told the elders at Ephesus that they should take heed unto themselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made them overseers, to feed the church of God which Christ purchased with his own blood. I thank God for that sacrifice that Jesus made, that made it possible for one and all to be a part of his church. Our Father, we do thank you for all of your rich blessings, and especially the gift of your dear Son and the gift of salvation through Him. We also thank you for our precious congregation today, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and to use this broadcast to be a blessing to each and to everyone. I know you love them, I know you care for them, and so we are asking thy blessings upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our service now with the choir singing for us, Count.
When upon ice billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Blessing and Responsibilities of Being a Christian. And our text of Scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. Every person has some big event in life, a wedding, or an anniversary, or maybe a birthday, or something. Every person, I say, has some big events in their life. But the most important event for anyone is becoming a Christian. And I want to emphasize that because I certainly believe it to be true. The most important event for anyone is becoming a Christian. First of all, let us consider God as our Father. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be the sons of God. So we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. and we consider the blessings of having God as our Father, we are to understand that He is the giver of every good and every perfect gift, including life itself. Yes, God gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. And it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. He has provided us the precious Holy Spirit to be a comforter. And not only a comforter, but He will also, according to Jesus, lead us and guide us into all truth. And we have the blessed privilege of being a temple for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. And Jesus also said that the Spirit will give us power to be witnesses unto Him. Now, our Father has promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us, never to let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, but with every temptation to make a way of escape for us. He loves us enough to chasten us as whenever we need it also. Yes, that is God's love. He chastens us because we need it. He sees that we need to be corrected on something, and He loves us enough to do that. So we are loved by God enough to be chastened, and we need to take the chastisement and profit by it, because if we will, it'll work the peaceable fruits of righteousness. Now, there are many other blessings that I might mention in having God as our Father, yet there are responsibilities for having God as our Father. We must submit to God by obeying His word. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And we must fill our place in the body of Christ. As our text says, God has placed every member in the body as it has pleased Him. And we must love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And we show our love to Him by doing His will. Now let us consider the blessing of having Jesus Christ as our Lord and High Priest. Seeing then that we have a great High Priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an High Priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. And when we think about Christ as our Lord and our High Priest, He is also our Lord, is also one who has all power and all authority in heaven and in earth. Yet He calls us His brethren. Think of that. The Lord Jesus Christ said He had all power, all authority in heaven and in earth, and yet He calls us His brethren. So being a child of God, being a part of the family of God, means that we have Christ as our elder brother. What a blessing this is. And as our High Priest, He intercedes in our behalf. He is at the right hand of God, making intercessions for us. So we read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And as Christ, as our high priest, he also intercedes in our behalf. He is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, according to Paul in Romans 8 and 34. What are our responsibilities of having Jesus as Lord and High Priest? And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. We must be careful to observe what he taught. The apostles were given instruction to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And Jesus told them to teach the people all things to observe all things that I have spoken unto you, or that I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. We have the responsibility of praying one for another and bearing one another's burdens. We are told this in the scriptures, that we are to bear one another's burdens, and we are to love our brother with our pure heart fervently. So we not only have blessing in having Christ as our Lord and High Priest, but we also have responsibilities, and I have only mentioned a few. Now, number three, the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. What a blessing that is. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. What a blessing that is. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it is a wonderful blessing to have the Spirit of God to dwell in us, to teach us, and to lead us. The incoming of the Holy Spirit removes the depraved nature and gives us victory over the works of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And if we live in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now we have the blessing of the leadership of the Spirit for our lives. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 25. Now the Holy Spirit is a guide. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 16 and 13. Now the Holy Spirit gives us added power, as we are told by Jesus in Acts 1 and 8. But what about responsibilities? What responsibilities do we have in view of having the Spirit of God to indwell us? Well, we are to keep the temple of God, the church, holy. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now we have that responsibility. Yes, God gives us grace to be an overcomer, but we must put forth the effort to overcome that wicked one. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The flesh, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And so we have responsibilities by having the Spirit of God to dwell in us. We are to glorify God in our body. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 18, 19, and 20. Now another blessing, the church as our family. Yes, we are a family. Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. But Jerusalem, which is from above, is free, which is the mother of us all. So the church is our mother, and the members of the church are our family. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Now the blessing of having the church as our family, the members become like fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger women as sisters with all purity. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. So as members of the family of God, of the church of God, we have brothers and sisters that we are to love and to consider the same as a brother or a sister. I think many people find their brothers and sisters in the Lord closer to them than their literal brothers and sisters. Jesus was teaching one time, whenever they came through the crowd, and they told him that his mother and his brethren wanted to speak to him. And Jesus looked at the people, and he said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brethren?" And he went on to tell them that those that were truly his disciples were his mother and his brethren. So we as a family are brothers and sisters. And again, I say we have Christ as our elder brother. Now, Jesus pointed out the closeness of the family, as I have just said, whenever they wanted him to leave his teaching and come out and talk to his literal mother and brethren. Who is my mother? Or who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, "Behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." And that's Matthew chapter 12, verses 48, 49, and 50. Now, these are really blessings indeed. But what about the responsibilities of having the church as our family? We are to edify one another and to assemble together as the manner of some. Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, and so much more the day that we see approaching. And we are indeed living in an evil time whenever we need to assemble with our brothers and our sisters in worship. And we are to edify one another, we are to pray one for another, and we are to bear one another's burdens. And we are to bear one another's burdens according to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Now this requires that we know each other and that we can depend upon one another to provide support. To be able to bear one another's burdens, we must know our brothers and our sisters. And it is indeed a blessed privilege to be a child of God, to have Christ as our High Priest and Lord, and the Holy Spirit as our Comforter, and the Church as our Mother. There are many more blessings and responsibilities that we have as Christians, but well, we will end with these given thoughts, and I hope they will be a help to our congregation today. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege and the blessing of being a part of the family of God, and we thank you for the privilege sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. I trust the Holy Spirit will make them a blessing to each and to every one. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proven to be a blessing, and it would be a blessing to us if you would let us know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have a number of years of our magazine there in our archives, and we also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you would like to hear one over or have missed one, you can go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and download it and listen to it. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
My Father is rich in houses and lands. He bore the wealth of heaven in his hands. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His heart